All right, 3 o'clock hour here on a rainy Tuesday. Santa's checked his list twice, and you are on the Hard Rock Bet Nice list. Sign up, bet $5 on any game. If it wins, you'll find $150 in bonus bets on top of your winnings stuffed right in your stocking. That is holiday magic. Not sure what to place your first bet on? Check out the Hard Rock Bet Stats Hub. It's loaded with trends, streaks, and stats to help guide your picks. Numbers don't lie. Neither does the data in there. If you're looking for the playoff energy in December, the NBA Cup is here. We know it. Tip-off, 6 p.m. tonight, Orlando and Miami. You can shoot your shot all tournament long with Hard Rock Bet. Touchdowns win games. They win bets, too. Pick your favorite playmaker to reach pay dirt in Week 15 on the Hard Rock Bet app. I had a parlay yesterday. Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown. Justin Herbert to throw an interception, and the only thing I needed, the third leg to cash, was an Aronde Gadsden touchdown, and damn. Unfortunately, we didn't get that last night. We did get Troy Aikman, though, telling the story of Aronde Gadsden owning a monkey during OG, the original OG, his time in Dallas. Regardless, if you want to spread some holiday cheer, refer your friends to the Hard Rock Bet app. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. It's up to $50 for you and up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together, get the party started on Hard Rock Bet. One Hard Rock Bet player last week turned a $50 parlay into a $30,000 win. If you want to see more wins like that, follow at Hard Rock Bet on social media. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. Yeah, Troy Aikman was mentioning, my DMs blew up last night. Troy Aikman was telling the story of Aronde Gadsden. You know, they were talking about Aronde Gadsden the second, but he was telling the story about Aronde Gadsden when he was Aikman's teammate after they won the Super Bowl. We know famously on this show, OG told us he bought a monkey, named it Malik, and would bring it to the locker room. And it was Aikman, if I remember Aronde's story correctly, it was Aikman who complained. And Aronde ended up having to get rid of the, well, I think Aronde ended up going to play in NFL Europe. And that really caused him
having to get rid
of Malik.
He had to hide Malik, the monkey, in the locker room. And Aikman, I think, was very upset when he found Malik inside the locker room. I think that's what the story was.
That's no fun.
Yeah, Aikman. We got to get Aikman and Aronde on together and really, like, just litigate this as if it's the most important case in the history of sport.
I read Curious George to Chaz last night, and I had a dream about owning a monkey.
Did you really?
Yes, it was a weird dream. The monkey was dragging me around. It was like one of those dumb dreams that ended nowhere. But yeah, I read Curious George, and it was in my psyche.
Are these the old Curious George books, or are they new and updated?
Oh, now these, you know, they tend to the world. So these kids have, you know, all these kids have short attention spans.
Right.
So they're 10 minute short stories of Curious George. It's a big ass book, but they're 10 minute stories.
Man, did I love Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat.
Yeah. Man in the Yellow Hat kind of got a little bitch in him. He don't never put his foot down.
Really? He lets George run all over him?
George just runs around. George was last night. I'll tell you what it was. George was at the train station changing the departure times on the big board, and the Man in the Yellow Hat didn't put no belt to ass. You need to put some, like, everybody's confused now. Belt to ass.
Yeah, I mean, you're throwing out the whole commuter schedule.
The whole train station was late to their train, and Curious George is bopping around playing with some
little
kid. Let
me tell you something. When I took Brightline up to Tampa the other week, I mean, if there was a monkey around that station flipping the boards and a big guy in a yellow hat was you know, giving them dap at the end and saying, can I buy you some popcorners or something? There'd be hell to pay.
Hey, yellow hat goofball, get your monkey in line.
Yeah. That's a sentence that's never been uttered in the history of the world. Like that sentence, hey, yellow hat guy, get your monkey in line or something like that.
Man, let's just George do whatever he wants.
Somebody says Brightline goes to Orlando, Hawk. You are correct. I took the Brightline to Orlando and then went to Tampa, but you are correct. Eddie Betty Spaghetti.
Also, a sentence that has never been uttered.
You can't be Eddie Betty Spaghetti and put your foot down on anybody.
Yeah, don't get tough with me, Eddie Betty Spaghetti. All right, let's do headlines. Let me do real quick, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored, because the Dolphins play Monday night, will begin Monday at 4 p.m. Is that correct, Solana?
Monday at 4 p.m.
All right, so we'll have an abbreviated show on Monday as well. A lot going on in the world of sports.
Oh, I love it.
Knocking us around. Here's stock up and stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. I happen to like the guy. I don't know who he is, but I happen to like this guy's website, and he makes no bones about it. He does not like Mike McDaniel, so I always get a kick out of reading his stock up, stock down after Dolphins games. Mm-hmm. Stock up, Devon Achane. He says, again, a masterful performance by Achane on the ground, even playing in limited time due to receiving an injury. He still had close to 100 yards rushing. Jaylen Waddle. It was awesome to see Waddle be active in the passing game this week and be a factor. He had the early touchdown and numerous positive plays in the first half to build the Dolphins' lead. Greg Dulcich. It's your guy, Solana.
Yes, sir.
I think the Dolphins found something here at tight end with Dulcich. He's a keeper, not a starter, a long-term answer, but a solid number two tight end, maybe moving forward. He gets open. He can make plays in the open field with the ball in his hands. And then finally, stock up Rasul Douglas. Another week, another interception. Douglas has really come on as of late and is playing excellent football for Miami. He's been their most consistent player in the secondary this season. Stock down at DolphinsTalk.com. Mike McDaniel. I've never seen a head coach do more to hurt his team and put obstacles in his way each week trying to get a win. Getting away from the running game when it is working. Calling a sideways pass near his own end zone at the end of the first half. The Dolphins win in spite of Mike McDaniel, not because of him. I don't necessarily agree with that. I just like reading this guy's takes every week because he does not like Mike McDaniel. Because I do think there is something incredibly laudable about Mike McDaniel not having lost this team. This team should be a one or two win team just based on a 1-6, 1-7 start. You didn't see the Jets can't climb out of that. The Saints can't climb out of that. Like when you're in the hole the way that the Dolphins were, to be able to climb out of that, there's something that has to be given to the head coach for keeping it together.
But Hawk, is that on Jordan Brooks and Bradley Chubb and, you know, like, I just can't, like, to give a credit to a coach that let things go and really wasn't prepared.
Not all the credit, some credit.
Okay, because he was not prepared to play the game. The game one, game two, game three, game four, game five. He did not have his team ready to play an NFL schedule. And then they righted the ship. So it's almost the thought of, if you cause a problem and then solve the problem, which side are you going to give the guy more credit for? Because he was responsible for the terrible start.
That's fair. And by the way, I remember after that Indianapolis game, we called him out. We said this guy had the team. Like, what did he do the entire offseason? Like, so we did call him out. I just think it's fair. You get to the Buffalo win, you got to go, hey, this guy did something at least to get the ship back on the trajectory. And then, you know, you win four in a row, 5 out of 6. You got to give him some credit. You're right. It may be Jordan Brooks. It might be Minka Fitzpatrick. It's certainly Devon Achane just being great. Like, there's a lot to it. But I give him some credit, at least.
Yes. And the thought of that, and I think I'm on an island here with not coming back. I won't say coming back to saying McDaniel's that guy, but leaning back more towards giving him more credit for the righting of the ship. I think more people are on that side. I honestly don't give a damn what happens these last four games. If we go into next year with Mike McDaniel as the head coach, we're running a gerbil wheel. We're going to start slow. We're going to right the ship late. We're going to be about 500. That's what he does. That's what he's known for. Even on the year 2023, when we were the best offense in the league, we weren't a great team. We scored a lot of points. I just want a coach that knows how to do it consistently, and his ups and downs really hurt me. We're in the up right now, and I understand that. I'm not going to let the ups overshadow the downs. I can't do that anymore after year, what, 5 it is? I can't let it overshadow.
All right, let's do headlines here with Solana. But Jim Larrañaga is going to join us this hour.
Quickly, Hawk, but to your point, because I've been, because you've kind of, you've psychologically stunted me for Monday night because you keep saying, I don't know about this Steelers game. I don't know.
It's going to be cold, Mike Tomlin. I'm telling you, man, this has Dolphins primetime special written all over it.
Bills Ravens, and we're a running team now, Hawk. Bills Ravens. The Bills went for 249 on the ground against the Steelers. Last week, even in the loss, the Ravens went for 217 on the ground against the Steelers can't stop the run. We should be able to give the ball to Achan and go get 200 easy. And that's our game plan. Their weakness is our strength, Hawk. That's what I like. And Tua doesn't have to touch the ball. I want Tua to get about 17 passes. Hopefully he goes 12 for 17 on some third downs. Give the ball to HN. Give the ball to Wright. Ollie Gordon. Hell, give the ball to Dolchich. Solana loves him. Give him the damn ball in the backfield. Do not let Tua mess this game up. Run the hell out of the ball.
Don't forget, Devon Achan's a little banged up. I know they said he's okay and the rib's not broken, but Crowder, he's clearly a little bit banged up. And it's easy to say that. At some point, Tua Tagovailoa is going to have to make a throw. It's why the Ravens lost the game the other day, because even though they ran the ball well, Lamar didn't have his best game. And
but
Lamar
Crowder
had-
himself yesterday said, if I'm Mike Tomlin, stack the box. Go ahead. I'll let Tua beat me. Like, I know what you're saying, Crowder, but Mike Tomlin's been around a long time. He's thinking exactly what you said yesterday. I will stack the box. If you can figure out a way to have Tua sit back there, find Jalen Waddle and find Darren Waller, and they're going to pass for 300 yards in prime time and 12-degree weather, I'll let you have that dub.
Congratulations. And I know how Tomlin thinks. Hawk, I'm on your side. I'm trying to give a positive spin on this with the run game. But I think Monday night, it's going to be a terrible game to watch. I'm warning everybody that. This is a good old 17-13, fellas. I don't know if y'all are ready for that.
Let's celebrate better times in Miami Dolphins history. And when I say better, one individual moment, because really, I mean, it was pretty much the exact same time. I believe this team in 2018 finished 7-8, maybe, or whatever, 7-9, whatever it is, 9-7. But on this day, back in 2018, the Miami Miracle, we have a montage of the Dolphins radio call at the time, the TV call, and the Patriots radio call all into one
experience. What a day this was. This was great. I watched it this morning. This was how long ago? You said 2018?
Yeah, 2018, Hawk. 2018.
All right. So here it is. Who was on the TV call? Do you remember? Was it Kevin Harlan?
Ooh, was it Kevin Harlan? Gronkowski didn't have the angle.
No, who's their lucky charm last year?
Well, that is Kevin Harlan, but
it is Kevin Harlan. I think that's who it is.
I don't think it was Kevin Harlan.
No, I don't think he was doing the call.
Mm-hmm. Tannehill, last shot, back to throw.
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him: a field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it.
They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it.
Laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out!
And it's Drake!
Drake, he runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone!
Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown!
Gronkowski's got a tackle! Oh, no way!
The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral!
Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
He got it in the end zone! Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Great chat on the YouTube chat. what do you think Cephalo had in his hand? Which, if you're listening to my podcast with Stu Gods, this just thing, that is a great call by that chatter. That play, it really is. I think we've talked about this every year when the anniversary comes up. It's one of the best memories we have with the Dolphins in the last decade, right? Maybe the best memory?
Ooh. Yeah, since that would be 15, hell yeah. What else happened?
The Dolphins.
What else has happened? And Bill Belichick got shown up in that. Because remember, he's all cutesy putting Rob Gronkowski back there as if there was going to be a Hail Mary, which there wasn't going to be. They're at their own 30. Like, it was such terrible coaching by Belichick to have Gronkowski in there who didn't know how to take the angle at Kenyon Drake at the end.
Mount Rushmore of Dolphins moments since 2000. Are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Miami Miracle.
So for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know one is the 70-point game.
Miami Miracle, 70-point game. The touchdown in 2007 from Greg Camarillo to avoid going defeated, 0-16.
Winless in English.
Defeated.
And the Miami Dolphins.
We can ruin anything.
Yeah.
We really can. We can just ruin
But you're
anything.
Right. Like, I mean, that was a pathetic, just pathetic by me. And the Miami Dolphins signing Riley Patterson. No, the 2008 Wildcat game in New England, in Foxborough, week 3, Ronnie Brown throwing touchdown passes to Anthony Fasano.
And yeah, two of them embarrassing Belichick is great for me.
And
I love that.
Honorable mention is Javon Holland's pick 6 on Black Friday.
Ooh, that was great. Remember, he got that 100-inch TV out of it.
So, Solana, you love to make fun of me, but two of your four highest Mount Rushmores are part of my teams.
Correct.
Well, one of them because your team was the worst thing we'd ever seen as Dolphins fans, and we didn't want them to go defeated.
Greg Camarillo is a weatherman in San Diego.
He is not a weatherman. How many times do we have to talk about this?
Who's the guy? Who's your friend that's running scuba tours in Idaho?
Randy Starks. Big scuba Idaho contention.
In Bolivia, landlocked Bolivia. If you're interested in scuba diving in landlocked Bolivia, call Randy Starks.
All right. Larinaga is going to join us real quick. You can choose one headline here, Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Hawk, that's so hard, man. I have so many different things I want to get to. The Miami Heat, they play the Magic tonight.
I was
tonight.
Reading the Bible this morning, and I'd like to share with you a couple of Psalms.
So today, not a good thing for the most important thing you've heard all week, huh? Our new favorite radio segment. No, the Heat do play the Magic tonight, and they're expecting to be healthy, and Franz Wagner will be out for the Orlando Magic.
Oh, we got to know Franz. What's up with Franz?
Couldn't help himself.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. It is raining in El Portal. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
All right, Jim Larinaga is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some hoops with Coach L in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's. Crowder is in Los Angeles. Coach L is going to be in D.C. soon enough. I mean, we got action, Jack. There's things happening. Jim Larinaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He coached the Hurricanes men's basketball team for over a decade. Usually joins us on Wednesdays. So he's flying to D.C. tomorrow for the 20th anniversary of the George Mason improbable run to the Final Four. Of course, Coach L was the head coach for that team. Hurricanes basketball, by the way, with Coach Jay Lucas, hosts Louisiana Monroe this Saturday at the Watsco Center at noon. So a lot going on. We had, Coach, a long conversation last week. You know, Solana's a massive Heat fan. He works on the Heat radio broadcast, but correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, you and your dad, your family, you've had Heat season tickets since the inception, maybe?
Since 2002, the year before they drafted Dwayne Wade.
So, I mean, Solana's living out his dream, hosting the pregame and the postgame show for the Heat, but he is a diehard Heat fan. But we had this long conversation last week, and we were, because the news broke that, you know, Giannis and his team were talking with the Bucks about where his future is best. And so this hypothetical trade, and forget about having to match salaries, and forget about the other pieces who would be involved. But let's say the two main pieces are Bam and Giannis. Solana said no, he would not do it, that Bam is the Heat centerpiece, and he would not be willing to acquire Giannis if it came at the expense of Bam Adebayo. And correct me if I'm wrong on that, Solana. Obviously, you were concerned that you'd have to throw in Wiggins and draft picks, and I get that there's more to it. But is there any scenario, Coach, where you would not part with a guy who admittedly is the centerpiece, but you have an opportunity to obtain Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Okay, before we get to Giannis, who's in Milwaukee right now, we got to talk what was going on this weekend. The Miami Hurricanes are in the college football playoffs.
Coach, I was going to get there.
Man, I'm so fired up. I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed, that I'm going to College Station to watch them in action and show what we're all about. And then how about my team, the Inter Miami, wins Major League Soccer?
What's going on here? We had a huddle. I called a play, and now you're saying, wait a second, I got two other plays that I want to run.
Yeah, but here's what you got to know. The Inter Miami is so near and dear to me because Jose and Jorge Mas, the owners of Inter Miami, they were the guys that were instrumental in bringing me to Miami 15 years ago. And then we had a dinner to actually for the Miami basketball program to start raising money and get financial support. And Jose and Jorge were there. And I invited a friend from the West Coast, Eddie Q, who none of you know, but he is like third in command at Apple. And that dinner led to Jose and Jorge meeting with Eddie. And 10 years later, they got together. I sent Jose Eddie's cell number. They got together, and that's what led to Messi coming.
So,
this past weekend was a huge weekend for me. A huge.
Are you saying that you are responsible for Leo Messi playing for Inter Miami?
I'm saying I was little tiny bit. If I give Solana your phone number and he calls you and it leads to him being on the radio show, do I get a little bit of credit for that?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, sir.
So I gave the phone number to Jose Mas. He called Eddie Q. They flew out. The brothers flew out to California. They met with Eddie, and that led to Apple streaming online all the Major League Soccer games worldwide. And that somehow, I don't know the web of how it all worked, but then Inter Miami was able to work things out to bring Leo Messi to Miami. And then he wins the Donovan MVP award. I mean,
so you're telling me if we did like a cork board, like we're the FBI and we're trying to put together all the pieces and the head of the family, all the strings are going to come back to you somehow.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I would take that credit if I were you.
All I'm saying is for me, this weekend was so huge. Because when the college football playoff show on ESPN at noon, I was sweating it. I'm thinking to myself, we definitely belong. But you never know until you hear your name. And when I saw Miami flash across the screen, my wife and I were sitting on the couch. My head exploded. I've been here 15 years. We've dreamed about this. This is you know, the college playoffs. First it was four teams. Now it was 12. Last year, we won 10 games but didn't make it. Now this year, we're in it to win it. Come on, guys. Go Canes.
And Coach, how do you fix it?
I had all that written, by the way, Crowder. Like, I was getting to all that.
Last week you guys were saying that we weren't getting in.
I didn't think we were getting him, but I had a good recall moment first with the Bam Giannis thing, because there's a cup game tonight, and then I was getting to all that. I can show you my notes, Coach L. I mean, you just kind of went out of order there. You ran my offense out of order. I'm trying to run a triangle offense here. You're running, running, gun.
Where was the text message to me? Hey, this is the order of the show. That's what I give the game plan to my coaches beforehand so they don't interrupt and make a mistake like I just did. Man. But as far as Bam for Giannis, the way I would look at that, and I have no indication of what's going on with either of those organizations, is you would be investing immediately in the present trying to win a world championship, but maybe foregoing some future success, because Bam is still a young player, and Giannis – Solana, how old is Giannis now?
I believe he's 30? 30 or 31, Coach, but he has been dealing with injury over the past couple seasons.
And that's what ends up, you invest an awful lot because it involves multiple players, a lot of money. And then if he's, you know, getting older, once you hit 34, I think you're on the downside. Now, he still has probably four more good years if he stays healthy, so that's 4 years where the Heat could challenge for the world title.
And Coach, to speak on Hawks leadership, is some of the worst coaches I've ever played for. Is a guy named Paul Pasqualoni in a meeting during camp told us, my defense works. If it doesn't work, y'all aren't doing it right. Which I think was one of the worst things to say to professionals. So Hawks,
I subscribe to that theory.
He leads in a dictator situation thing. But speaking of Giannis, Bam, and I understand Solana's point, like the glue guy, because Bam's the glue guy. Bam, defensively, offensively, Bam is the leader. Bam is the Heat culture guy. Like, as a coach, how much do you put on a glue guy? Because I'm just a flat-out talent guy. Giannis is better than Bam at basketball. You'll be better with Giannis on your team. That was kind of my take. But that glue guy thing, does that mean a lot to you as a coach, the glue guy?
Yeah, but your glue guy is normally not your best player. Your glue guy is the guy who keeps you functioning. That's why he's called glue. It keeps you functioning together. He keeps, the stars, he keeps them happy. And Hawk, you mentioned that I'm going to Washington, D.C. for the George Mason celebration of the 20th anniversary of our run to the Final Four. We had a glue guy on that team named Follerin Campbell. He was the small forward that I moved to the point guard position because the other four guys were such great scorers. I needed someone to sacrifice and just keep everybody else happy. And he did that for us. You know, Bam is one of those great leaders in the locker room, on the court. You can count on him. But Giannis is, you know, one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
So, Coach, are you saying that you wouldn't trade Bam for Giannis? I'm just trying to win an argument here, Coach.
I did not hear that at all.
I'm saying if you make that move, if you make the decision that whatever you're trading to get Giannis gives you still the chance to win the world championship. Now, you know, if they start asking for Tyler Hero and Bam and – no, you can't do that. If it's one for one, okay, that's a different story. If it's draft choices, well, you got to figure out. If we're world champions because we get Giannis, probably not going to have a great draft choice. So I'd say, okay, we still want to make that move.
Now, Coach, did you get Apple TV for life? For at least putting this thing together with MLS and Apple? Like, what did you get out of all this? Miami got Inter Miami. Miami got Messi and Jorge Mas got the team and millions and billions and Apple TV with the rights. What did Jim Larrañaga get out of all of this?
I got what I get when any of my friends do well. Tremendous satisfaction knowing that I can continue to just relish in their success. When they win, I win. It's like with the Hurricanes football team. The basketball team is 8-2. We got a big game on Saturday. I won't be able to come. That's one of the only games at home I'm not able to make because I'll be in D.C. But I cheer for those guys. I love to see my teams do well.
Coach, you don't want any money? Like, how much does satisfaction cost? You don't want a check from it?
Right. That's what I want. Now, I don't relish in other people's success. I want more for me.
I've never concerned myself about money, ever. All my contracts. You know what my first contract at Bowling Green, how long it was and how much money?
What's that?
Well, what year was it?
It was 1986. You weren't born yet, Doc.
I wish.
So how long do you think my contract was for?
What was the position at Bowling Green?
Head coach.
Oh,
I was a Division I head coach in 1986.
At least a million. At least a million a year.
A million
in 1986?
Listen, I signed a one-year contract for $42,000. $42,000 and a one-year deal.
You were thrilled to sign it, too, weren't
I
you?
I was. I wanted to be a head coach. Sometimes I was making that much money as an assistant coach at Virginia. That was my salary at Virginia, too. So I went, was kind of a lateral move financially, but it gave me the opportunity to do something I wanted to try. Because you never know. This is a hazardous profession. After 1 year, they could have gotten rid of me. But at the end of the year, Fordham University called and offered me a five-year deal. So Bowling Green matched it, so I able to stay another five. Then they offered me another one. I stayed 11 years before George Mason came calling. I stayed there 14 years before Miami called me.
Coach,
before Jose Mas gave me a call.
Coach, when they offered you one for 42, did you counter? Did you say 45 or you just took the 42?
Actually, I did. I said, I'll take the job if you give me the basketball camp. And they said, okay, you can have your own camp. You have your own camp. Then when I got there, they said I misunderstood. It was the Bowling Green camp, and they would just pay me a little bit to run it.
Well, I'll give you my story. So I graduated UM in 91, and my first radio job was in Belgrade. You know Fred Taylor. We had him on Sugar 900 and B93.5 WBGF in Belgrade, 1991. My shift was 6 to midnight, 6 days a week playing music, and I was paid $15,500 for the year. That was 1991. What was your first contract, Crowder?
Four for $4.4 million. And that was bad back then. That was bad when I came.
I cleared like $150 after taxes for the week or two.
Solana, what's your first job?
The day I graduated FIU. I was telling Hawk this story the other day. The day I graduated FIU, I got a call from Ryan McGuire, who is the program director at WQAM, offering me a position to board op and produce at WQAM nights and weekends, coach, for a blistering $10 an hour.
But, like, you got the basketball camp at Bowling Green, I was able to do appearances at Foodland of Pahokee, $25 for 4 hours. I would pull the radio station van up to Foodland at Pahokee, and I'd park it there and I'd give away some WBGF bumper stickers, and I'd get an extra $25, and I was the happiest guy in all of Pahokee.
Yeah, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but I'm a lot happier now being at Miami.
You know who never
than
said
I was
that?
Struggling
the
at
guy
Bowling
who's
Green.
Making $15,500 a year, schlepping his ass out to Belgrade every day, 6 days a week.
Also, Coach, being in Miami and not at Bowling Green, right outside Toledo, has to be kind of an upgrade as well.
Oh, you can't believe how happy I am. Someone asked me the other day, hey, would you ever think about going back into coaching? I said, no, I hadn't really given any thought about that. Suppose a job like, let's say, in Nebraska opened up. I said, I can answer definitively, no, I'm not going to live in Nebraska.
All right, Jim Larrañaga. Have fun up in D.C. for a big old celebration and anniversary, and we'll speak with you next week when you return.
Coach, I'm going to D.C. Friday through Sunday for a wedding.
You
should
are?
I Where should I go while I'm there?
Yeah, you should come to the George Mason game and see them unveil the Jim Larrañaga banner. That would be a highlight of your trip, better than a wedding.
I don't even know these people, Coach. My wife's dragging me to this wedding. I don't know who the hell is getting married.
Coach, will you pick Crowder up at the airport?
Hey, do you guys know who the junkies are in D.C.? The D.C. junkies?
The sports junkies, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be on. You guys should listen to me on Friday morning.
Hey, do what you did to me. Hijack their show.
Yeah, I'm going to. I apologize. I didn't know you had anything scripted. I thought you just showed up and gave grief to Crowder.
Your segment was better than what I had ready.
90% of it, Coach.
We'll see you, Coach.
All right, guys. See
you. There you go. Jim Larrañaga. 4 o'clock hour is coming up, man. That guy's a head coach. He's a head coach.
he big man, too.
He big man. And I cowered. That guy was like, I cowered in a corner.
We all got quiet, too. Solana, we ain't worth a damn. We got quiet. Hawk got quiet.
I wasn't going to interrupt Coach. Are you crazy?
Oh, that was great. Well,
he's uncoachable.
It goes
all right, 4 o'clock hour's coming up. Don't go anywhere. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?